The two candidates for governor had their final debate last night, and joining us now with his thoughts on how it all went is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Dan.
So what are your thoughts on the debate overall?
Okay, let me start by saying after the debate, I called Channel 5, who were the key TV station, and I told them that it was a good debate and it allowed the candidates to expand on their particular points. And I gave them an A on that situation, and I thought it was better than, pardon me, the first debate. However, Mr. Walker of the Globe was one of the panelists, and I think that was, my opinion, that was wrong, because that morning his paper endorsed Attorney General Healey, so I just didn't think that was fair. However, the debate was a good debate, and I believe that Deal got a point on question one when he reminded everybody, even if the yes votes, the information then goes to the legislature, and Attorney General Healey did not question that.
You mentioned Deal. How would you say Healey did in the debate?
In my opinion, Healey's only negative was that she talked about cutting taxes, but she's for spending on education, the environment, and transportation. But I would say that she won the debate, Dan, because she handled beautifully courting the Baker supporters. I think she really hit that strong to try to get Republican Baker voters to vote for her, and I think she did a great job on that, and I believe she won the debate just on that issue.
And would you say she still remains a front runner following this debate?
Then and then some. I mean, she has anywhere between a 26 and 30 point advantage. I don't believe Deal dented any of that, and she is going to win a very comfortable victory on November 8th. But remind everybody, you can vote now, and 150,000 people have already voted.
All right, and now one of the, I think we're going to have to leave it right there then. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dan. Thank you very much.